Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are on the road again tonight, matched up with the Houston Astros, and looking to get back in the win column. That was a rough game last night. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for being out there. We do appreciate it. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder and CEO of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall. And for all you pizza lovers out there, and there are many of them, he also has a Big Parm, which is in the mess hall in Tustin, and also the full service Raw by Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slapfish, and the home of an award-winning sandwich now from Nation's Restaurant News. Chef Andrew will not be joining us this morning. He is running in the Surf City Marathon in Huntington Beach, just to show his support for 9/11. And what's really unusual is Chef Andrew is always reaching outside of his comfort zone. This was kind of a last-minute decision for him to run in the Surf City Marathon, and he hasn't really been training. And I wouldn't bet against him that he will finish the marathon, but boy, that's a pretty incredible gesture on his part. And maybe we'll get him to give us a little background on it when we chat with him next week in his usual Ask the Chef segment. So again, all good wishes to Chef Andrew on running in the Surf City Marathon today and also finishing, because I know he will. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we talk about Saturday mornings on the SoCal Restaurant Show. A lot of good information there. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram to at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And thankfully, they have been with us as big fans of the show for almost 9 years now. So, boy, we definitely appreciate their loyalty, and we thank them for letting us be on the air, because it definitely takes their cooperation. As always, we have a lot going on this morning on the show this morning, food-wise and wine-wise. We're going to be talking about a couple bakeries that are out there in Southern California and doing some impressive things. Also talking about a little wine. We're going to be visiting with a major player up in Sonoma County, that being the Rodney Strong Wine Estates, with over a 60-year history now, and a lot of revamping and preparing for the future there going on right now. And we're going to have a chance to talk with their director of winemaking, Justin Seidenfeld, who's been on the show previously, but we really haven't talked about Rodney Strong. We've talked about some of the other projects that they have within the Rodney Strong Wine Estates. It's quite a big enterprise as far as that's concerned. Then we want all our San Diego listeners to be listening, because the San Diego chapter of the American Institute of Wine and Food, their annual scholarship program for gastronomy, studying gastronomy. The application process is on until the end of the month, and they are awarding scholarships in the range of $350 to $3,000. The academic program that the scholarship program supports for the designated scholarship recipients doesn't have to be in San Diego, but there needs to be a San Diego connection, and that will be explained when we chat with them a little later in the show. We need to acknowledge on the SoCal Restaurant Show, though it probably doesn't seem related, but it does, this being the 20th anniversary date of 9/11. We certainly remember all the lives that were lost that day. And what a lot of people don't know outside of the hospitality industry is there was a restaurant involved in 9/11 in the World Trade Center that was devastated by what happened. And this is the very prominent Windows on the World restaurant that was located on the 106th and 107th floors of the North Tower. Their executive chef, Michael LaMonaco, is someone that has been a friend of the show. Very fortunately for Michael, because of just coincidences and other circumstances, he was running some errands downstairs in the mall that connected the two World Trade Center towers that morning when the first plane hit, and he thankfully survived and is always remembered. 9/11 was instrumental in creating a fund for the Windows on the World families. I think they raised something over $23 million for the survivors and the family members that were lost in Windows on the World. And it was a significant loss. Just to give that some perspective in terms of why this has particular meaning to us on the SoCal Restaurant Show this morning, they were serving breakfast and breakfast meetings that morning when the first plane hit the North Tower. So it was 79 co-workers at Windows on the World that tragically lost their lives, as well as they had regulars for breakfast, as well as they had a big breakfast meeting going on. And that was also 91 guests that didn't make it. And what makes it even sadder is in terms of survivability and being able to get out after that first plane hit, if you were above the impact of that first plane, tragically, there was no way out. And there was no way to land helicopters on the roof. It was all happening too quickly, high winds, everything else. Just couldn't happen. The only people that had a chance of getting out were people that were below the impact level. So, again, it's something we want to always keep in our memories. Again, just in terms of the hospitality industry, Windows on the World will always be in our memories. I do want to acknowledge that we have Aaron in Technical Excellence this morning. So, again, welcome, Aaron. Great to have you there. Big show coming up after our first break. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.